Josephine, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Tess. Thanks for having me.
So for those of us who may not know quite as much about the history of visual art, could you tell us what makes the golden age of Dutch painting so special?
Yeah, there's a few things. The first thing really is that the Dutch Republic was an incredibly wealthy country in the 17th century, largely thanks to international trade. They dominated those shipping routes to the Spice Islands, as they called them, in around Indonesia and Southeast Asia. And they brought spices and other luxury goods back to Europe. And so suddenly the middle classes of that country had a lot of money to spend on art. So really that became the basis for a thriving art market throughout the century. And the other interesting thing is that the Dutch had a real interest in observing nature and in vision. They were great lens makers. And because they were explorers, they made things like telescopes, they made inroads into, say, things like microbiology with microscopes. And so there was almost this obsession with vision and how you visualize the world around you. And that's one of the reasons that their paintings are so kind of vivid and immediate and really, accessible to us even today, because the way that they observed the world around them was so rich and particular.
And so the Art Gallery of New South Wales, you guys are presenting a series of three lectures covering an influential painter of the era in each one. Could you tell us a little bit about the artists that you guys will be covering?
Well, the first lecture is actually more of an introduction and overview of the Dutch Golden Age, and this notion, and to introduce people to the whole era and what was going on. So you'll meet all sorts of different artists in that particular lecture by Georgina Cole from the National Art School. She's a fabulously engaging lecturer who's really great at unpacking one picture at a time and sort of taking you on a journey through the pictures. And she's going to focus on the rise of paintings of everyday life, which weren't necessarily a subject that people had explored in Europe very much up until that point, but Dutch artists really revels in looking at the landscape around them, at scenes of everyday life in the city and the countryside, at simple things like, a picture of a woman reading a letter, for instance. So she's going to introduce this notion of the art of the everyday. And then I'll be giving the second lecture on Vermeer, which is quite a challenge to do when you've got an artist who's that famous and that, who's been talked about so much, but is actually kind of a bit of a mystery. We don't know a lot about Vermeer's life. There's not a lot of documentation. He didn't leave behind much writing about his work, but his work is so treasured today. The Rijksmuseum, where our current exhibition, Rembrandt and the Dutch Golden Age, comes from, is always flooded with visitors to look at the Vermeers, to, pay homage to this very special artist. And so what I want to look at in my lecture is, what is so special about Vermeer? His paintings are very humble. They're small-scale paintings. They're very simple subjects. And why do we treasure them so much? There are only 35 Vermeer paintings in the world, so they're very, very rare. Rembrandt, on the other hand, there are maybe 300 paintings by him in the world. So you can see there's quite a contrast between those artists. And then the last lecture in the series will be by Professor Stephanie Dickey, who is visiting us from Canada. She's from Queen's University in Canada, and we're very lucky to have her here. She's a Rembrandt specialist, so she's going to take us through, the legend that is Rembrandt and why he is a painter who still resonates with people today, because he's, as she says, a painter of the human spirit. He is someone who communicates in a very emotional and direct way through his paintings. So she's going to take us through some highlights of Rembrandt's life, and hopefully to talk about some of the incredible paintings that have come to Sydney for our exhibition this summer.
It sounds absolutely incredible. What do you think, or what are you guys hoping that people will gain from these lectures?
Well, I think for people who are curious about these artists, who sort of, are familiar with the names but don't know a great deal about why they're so special, or they love the paintings but they don't know the history behind them, this will be a really great way to get an introduction to the history of these paintings and where they come from and why we love them so much. And for people who already know a little bit more, and maybe they've visited the Netherlands or museums around the world and seen some famous pictures, it'll just give them that little bit a deeper exploration and, you know, unique points of view. Every lecturer, and there's three different lecturers in the series, will bring their own kind of spin to it, I suppose. So, yeah, there's always new things to discover about those artists, and it's always wonderful to be able to look at the artworks very carefully and have someone, you know, take you on that journey through the pictures.
And so how can people get involved? You know, where can people come and see these lectures?
So they're on at the Art Gallery of New South Wales on Wednesday night, beginning this Wednesday, the 29th. That's tomorrow, isn't it? with Georgina Cole giving the introductory lecture, The Art of the Everyday, at 6 p.m. And you need to book tickets. You can book them online or else in person at the gallery. And they start at 6 o'clock sharp for the next three Wednesday nights in a row. So if you hop online, you can buy a subscription to all three lectures. Or you can buy just the one or two that really interests you. But I think it's a unique opportunity, not just to hear about them in the theatre, but to then be able to go into the exhibition and look at the real thing. And, you know, it's a very rare thing to have this many Dutch paintings from the Golden Age in Australia. In fact, it's the only time that Sydney has hosted an exhibition of Rembrandt and his contemporaries. So this is the time to get along, hear a bit more about the artists and explore the exhibition.
It sounds absolutely amazing, and we'll pop all the links up on the podcast. Josephine, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Tess.